Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Live from beautiful downtown Shenzhen in Studio A, this is Tough Reality. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, politics, religion, anything you don't discuss at the family dinner, we talk about here. Along with me today is wonderful Engineer Kelly in Studio B. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. Agree with me or not agree with me, call me. Come on the air. We'll discuss what you want to discuss. You can reach me at mike@toughreality.com. You can Skype me, MIKEAY2. You can get me on Skype. Call into our show. Listen to our show. Be attentive. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com. Thank you so much for listening. As we just said there, I am in beautiful downtown Shenzhen in a wonderful and palatial Studio A. And we're in the middle of moving things around. But we here at Tough Reality are excited because it is Monday. And I think it's still March. Engineer Kelly, what day is it? I think it's the 31st. Or maybe the first. I don't know, but it's close. April Fool's, huh? 1st of April. Engineer Kelly's doing great over there. And today on Tough Reality, we're having a great time, great day. We're talking about a lot of interesting things. And, in fact, we are moving. We're going to still be in beautiful downtown Shenzhen, but we're moving across the street and down the way a little bit. And so higher elevation would be nice. And so starting, I think, tomorrow night, our time, tomorrow day, your time, because it's 12 midnight here in Shenzhen, and over on the East Coast, it's 12 noon, East Coast of the United States. And we'll be broadcasting from our brand new studio, so it'll be great. But first, shout out to everybody that's listening to us all over Asia, Europe, and Africa, all over Australia, all over North and South America. Welcome to Tough Reality, toughreality.com. I want you to go to toughreality.com, catch up with everything out there. Go ahead and look on our website. We're making posts daily out there. There's some interesting news things. If I talk about news on the show, usually there'll be a post up there where you can find it. Search for it, and you'll be able to look at it, and we'll be able to talk about those things. And in this realm on Tough Reality, Monday through Friday, we talk about different things. On Monday, we talk about current events. Tuesday, we talk about online business development. Wednesday, we talk about personality development. Thursday's personal development, and Fridays we talk about love, God, love, people. You can catch up all of that stuff over there on toughreality.com. Also, we do occasionally, most of the time, every night, after this show, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 a.m. Shenzhen time, we have a TRT, Tough Reality team call, and sometimes we'll have a webinar. Sometimes we'll have a teaching. Sometimes we'll have an expanded training. And so we'll do those type of things. Also, you can email me anytime at mike@toughreality.com. You can Skype me at MIKEAY2, that's my Skype. Or you can call me, 253-656-5048. You can also call into our radio show. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. We're also on Spreaker Radio. And you'll also be able to download all of our fabulous episodes over at iTunes. If you search me, you can also Google me, MIKEAEMISEGGER. Some people say I talk too fast. Well, I'm sorry. If I was to talk any much slower, I might put myself to sleep. Just kidding. So anyway, today we're going to talk about some current events. That's right, current events, things that are going on. I peruse and read and watch and listen and read a lot of different things online, alternative media mainly, but sometimes I go and listen to the mainstream media. We call mainstream media sometimes. And I'm considered alternative media. We have thousands of listeners all over the world, and we talk about all kinds of topics. And if you feel like you're so led, you can go to my site, the Blog Talk Radio, and you can dial us in. You can Skype us in. You can call in. And we'll take listeners. We're only about a 45-minute show, almost an hour show, because we're in the free mode right now until we raise some funds to go ahead and go to the two-hour mode, and we're doing that shortly. So that we can, again, have multiple guests on our radio show. If you go and look in Blog Talk, or if you go and look at Late Night in the Midlands, LNM Radio Network, you'll find us there too. And then also out on iTunes, you'll find some of our previous guests that we've had. We had a lot of great guests so far, and we're going to have more great guests in the future as we expand the show. But tonight, we'll talk about current events. A cornucopia of different types of options and things that go on. One thing I want to talk about very briefly, which I've always found this interesting since probably maybe the year 2000. I found it interesting about this Planet X or Nuruvu or Herculobus. Or the Destroyer. There's many different names for it, but I always find it interesting. So, you know, I was looking around, and then, you know, YouTube threw me up a recommended video. They do that for you. recommend things to watch, and there was one on Nurubu. Actually, like three of them that came up in my recommended list of things to listen to. So I listened to one of them. And, you know, it's very interesting. And I don't, you know, is it true? Is it real? Is it really a Planet X? Well, I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's things that are out there. I'm sure there's planets and things like that. But, you know, we've been looking at this Planet X since 1983. And, you know, supposedly it's entering our solar system. Well, the solar system is up by Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, that area. Well, you know, they do say there's some perturbations and derivations and things are being disturbd, and the Oort cloud meteors are being sent to us. But, you know, for the amount of years that people have been talking about Planet X and the Nurubu and all that coming at the Earth, you'd think it'd be here by now. Now, one thing I do know for sure, if it was as close as everybody says it is, even if it was coming from the other side of the sun, and this is so funny, they say, well, if it's coming from the other side of the sun, you won't be able to see it because it's a dark planet. And that's very true. But you know what? You'd be able to see something. I mean, if it supposedly is four times the size of Neptune, and if it's that big, I'm telling you, if it's going around the sun, you're going to see it. You are going to see it. I mean, you in fact, I was listening to the one I was listening to on the YouTube. They were saying that here in April, you're going to be able to see it. Well, I remember hearing people back in 2012 telling people they're going to be able to see it in January, and then that would have been 2013, and then in June you're going to see it, and then in December, 2013. Oh, wait, in May of 2014. No, wait, in July. Yeah, no. Wait, here's a double sun. Come on, show me the money, Jerry. Really, I believe it's out there, and I believe that, you know, but I don't think it's coming anywhere. I think it's hanging out, maybe. And, you know, many people try to tie it in with things like the flood, and it comes around every 3,600 years. Well, that's great. Well, it's overdue, y'all. You know, I think a lot of people, honestly, like to write books. Like to hear themselves talk, like to make videos, you know, and there's a lot of them. I'm not saying that they're wrong. I'm just saying it's just interesting how many people have been talking about it for so long. And, you know, they said, well, look, we had a very hard winter. Well, look, they had a hard winter in 1859. So what? That's great. Does that mean that the Planet X came through the solar system then? I don't think so. I think we all go through cycles. And all the planets go through cycles, and this is true. And will this big planet come at us? Maybe. Will it cause problems? Maybe. Look, we're so busy sometimes looking at the signs. The signs are important, because Jesus said that in the end that there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. So this is a sign. The sun's making signs, so too. I mean, look at the huge hydro flares, the CMEs, the things that are going on with that. Pretty amazing. But also, there's some signs in the Earth, too. The earthquakes. You know, we have had over 50 earthquakes in the past, just this past week. Or maybe it was a day. I was looking at the earthquake statistics. Volcanoes. There's 48 active volcanoes right now. That's a lot in the Earth. Also, the thing, or like the big gorilla in the front room that people aren't even focusing on, Fukushima. 2011, it blew up, right? I think it was like 11, March 11th. It's coming up, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It's coming up on 4 years, I think it is. And you know what? They just put out a report that they said some of the radiation from Fukushima will be around for 200 years. 200 years. See, people, we're not even paying attention to that. It's going to, you know, if this continues to leak, you know, they put a little robot in the plant because a human can't go in there. If a human goes in there, they can die very quickly because of all the radiation. It's still there. Well, it's still melting. It's still putting out radiation. You know, they found radiation in the Himalaya snowpack related to Fukushima. Now, understand the way our world system works with water, for one thing. The oceans go out, the sun heats it up, it evaporates, it condenses into clouds, then it turns into rain, fog, and snow, and then goes all around the world. Well, that's why the radiation is being spread all over the place. It's going to be in plants, it's going to be in animals, it's going to be in water, it's going to be in humans. So we're not even thinking about that. Yeah, Planet X might come. That's true. Yeah, we might get hit by a solar flare and knocks out all the power with an EMP. That's true. Yeah, Lucifer and his demons might come through CERN and over there in Switzerland. That's true. But right now, we're doing nothing about Fukushima. Nothing. Nobody's doing anything. It's just floating radiation into the sea. Now, I did look at some of the reports out there, and you know, in my home state of Washington, the United States, we're talking about starfish sort of melting. I'm talking about fish that are coming up with bleeding eyes. Now, if the radiation is getting into the fish, radiation is getting into the food chain, who's part of that food chain? You and me. That's right. If we eat the fish, we get the radiation. The rain waters the grass. The grass grows. The cows eat the grass. We drink the milk. We eat the cow. Where does the radiation go? Right into us. So, number one, ladies and gentlemen, I think we need to pray. We need to pray. We need to believe that something's going to happen to change this situation. Because if it doesn't, we're in big trouble. We are. And so my opinion is that, yes, there's a lot of things. The aliens might come to get us. Barack Obama might declare martial law. Vladimir Putin might take Russia to war against the Ukraine. Israel might bomb Iran. Is that true? Yeah, all of that true. Will Jesus come back? Yeah, I believe so. But right now, we've got a big problem with Fukushima. And nobody's paying attention. That's one of my biggest current events right now, thinking about that, praying that somebody wakes up. And that each person listening to me decides to write a letter, send an email, give something out to your government of your choice. Because this doesn't just affect the United States of America. No, 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 no. This affects many, many people, many millions of people. And so what I'm telling you right now is it doesn't just affect America. It affects Europe. It affects Asia and Africa, Australia, North and South America. It affects the world. So whoever your government is, I would suggest email them, write them, call them, walk down the street and talk to them, but do something. Now, many people email me. We have thousands of listeners now. They email me and say, well, I don't know what to do, Mike. I just told you what to do. Email your government officials. Well, the government won't do anything. Well, you need to do something. Number one, you should really prepare yourself. There's two things you need to prepare. First, you need to prepare spiritually. Get your spiritual house in order. And number two, you need to prepare physically. Maybe put a little rice aside. Maybe an extra can of Campbell's soup. Maybe some Dinty Moore. Something. You need to get ready. Because I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a tipping point with this radiation. And it's not too far off in the distant future. Could be 2 years, could be 3 years, could be next month. But that tipping point is coming. And those people who are ready will be very glad that they're ready. You know, the Bible says that Jesus has to come back. And if he didn't come back, there'd be no flesh left alive. Well, what other event except a Fukushima type event, radiation all over the world, could do such a thing? I'm just saying, consider it. Think about it. Because there's many headlines. Many things are going on around the world that can baffle and befuddle you. I know they do me sometimes when I read them. I read about different things that people think are important. Like, they're talking about how not to have any more kings and queens in England. Come on. Really? Talking about the different things that have to do with all kinds of stuff. Like, will the price of oil go up? And, yep, it's going up for no good reason. The United States oil, it should not go up because it has nothing to do with Iran, nothing to do with Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Egypt. In fact, we are now a net exporter of oil to the world. Did you know that? We're a net exporter. What does that mean? That means a war in the Middle East should not affect the price of oil in the United States. But it does because of the futures market. Because futures and prices like that are based on fear and scarcity. There is no scarcity of oil. There's only a scarcity of ideas in this world. But there's never a scarcity for real. It's, you know, there's more than enough on this earth for everybody to get everything they want. There's abundance here. But many people look at this earth and they say, oh, we need to have sustainability of economics. We can't have everybody making too much money. You know what? That's bullshit. Okay? I'll just be honest with you. There's more than enough. I was listening to a commercial about these teachers trying to talk about sustainability. You know what sustainability means? It means everybody is dumbed down. Everybody says, hey, I don't want to work too much. It's communism. It really is. It's putting people in a mental attitude of there's never enough to go around. Everything's limited. You know what? When you have limited thinking, you'll never have abundance mentality. You'll never have abundance in your life, period. That's the way it goes. So we're at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We really hope that you continue to listen. Spread the word around about us. And if you need to email me, just email me at mike@toughreality.com. And I will get back to it. I promise I will. You know, if you send me the email, I'll read it, I'll answer it, and I'll let each person be heard. I promise that I won't, how you say sometimes that people stomp on other people. I won't let that happen. You know, I will respond to you and make sure that you have the voice that you need. Okay, this is Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. We had a great, great, great show today. And as you listen to our shows, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and Pinterest. Skype me, M-I-K-E-A-Y, the number 2, at Skype. You can also email me at mike@toughreality.com. I want to make sure that each one of you understand that we care for you here at Tough Reality. And the Tough Reality is this. You choose for you. Nobody else chooses for you. You make that decision. And until we talk again, until we hear you again, until you speak to me again, or until you listen to us again, we want to make sure that all of you tune in the next time. Tell your friends, your relatives, anybody else that wants to get a double up of Tough Reality. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take it away, Frank. Bye-bye.
I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.